Sam, hi.
Hey, how are you, Jackie?
Hi, very well. More of the big question is, how are you on day two?
Yeah, okay. We're lacking Wi-Fi here, so that's a bit of an issue, and we're an incredibly old-looking house. But on the whole, I'm physically feeling okay, so that's the important thing. It's still like it's tough thinking I've still got 18 days of this. It's pretty overwhelming, but on the whole, it's been as good as I can expect. The guys riding with me have been brilliant. We've gone way quicker than we expected, but it's still like we're riding within ourselves. Like, I haven't been sweating massively. That's kind of a good indicator of whether I'm riding hard or not. Legs are a little bit tired, but a lot of that's due to tapering over the last 3 weeks. So hopefully I'll sort of ride into a bit of form
Yeah. So
in the near future.
day one you started in Poistola, which is near
Poistola.
Poistola. So that's where Cassie, your wife, was raised and born, which is a few.
Yeah, that's where her parents still live. Her brother's literally about 200 meters from the start point, and it is like within Helsinki. So I'm not cheating when I say we started in Helsinki. We kind of did, but yeah, it is somewhat outside. But yeah, it was amazing. We had a real. It was a proper grand depart. We had about 30 people, locals, turn up just on the back of a Facebook call out. Thanks largely to the fact my brother-in-law is a bit of a celebrity in Finland, so he managed to sort of use the power of Riku, as he's called, and yeah, a lot of people responded to his appeal, and yeah, we had a really great crowd, and also we appeared live on national TV,
That's amazing.
MTV, yeah, MTV Spree in Finland, which is kind of like the ITV of Finnish national telly. Yeah, we appeared on that. I can send you a link of it. It's quite funny, actually, of us leaving and me talking to the lady who then translates in Finnish and me pretending to understand what she's saying. But yeah, it was overwhelming, to be honest. It was really great just to see the amount of support for us from the local community. And obviously, Sepp's story touches everyone who hears it, so that makes a real big difference.
Yeah, you've had some amazing messages of support. I know someone from Chris Hoy on Instagram. How did that come about?
That was a bit of a surprise, to be honest. My friend who's done my training program is a friend of his through, I guess, cycling from yesteryear. Like, this guy Ben Wilson is actually coming out on in about 2 weeks' time. He and riding with me for about 5 days. He used to, I guess, compete with Chris Hoy. I knew they were friends or from yesteryear, but I didn't know how close they still were. But yeah, I got that message actually about a month ago, in fairness, but obviously I held it back till the start, to sort of hit one of the big hitters to help sort of get people encouraged in supporting the ride. But I've also had messages from people from Sky Sports, where I used to work. So we had the Monday night football team with Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, and a few others as well. From a friend of mine works at Eurosport, so I had the Giro coverage which finished on Sunday. They all did a lovely message, as well as Alberto Contador, who is a three-time Tour de France winner, which was a surprise, lovely surprise, but it was totally in Spanish, so I don't know exactly what he was saying, but there was lots of vamos in it, which sounded good and positive. So yeah, it was pretty overwhelming, but it's been brilliant, really, and it helped. It's really, all those messages have really helped with regards to the fundraising, because I think when people see a bit of stardust attached to the cause, it really does sort of get people to respond. And yeah, the target is very close to being reached already. So that there is a temptation to stop riding as soon as we hit 50,000, but obviously I won't do it.
No, you've committed on
But
air.
I
So
guess
you're going to
yeah,
do 20
at least
days there.
one of the targets would have been reached, which is obviously the 50,000. But obviously, the second big target is actually finishing the ride. So that's still a way to go, but I'm one tenth down. That's how I'm looking at it. And just hope the next few days go as smoothly as these have.
So how many Ks have you done so far at the end of day two?
I think around 401K, give or take. Yesterday was 206 kilometers, and today was 197, I think. So yeah, we're on our way to Oulu, which is the sort of big town up in the north of Finland, not too far from the Swedish border. So we're going there tomorrow, and that's like another 204 kilometers. And then my two friends who've been with me so far, that's their last leg. They're going back to the UK. And another friend joins me then for 2 days as we head into Sweden. We cross the border at some point on Wednesday, probably lunchtime, or maybe a bit after.
Do you have any calls between you when you're cycling so you can talk to each other, or is it said purely?
We talk about, like, we can hear each other anyway, so we talk quite a lot. We have one or two toilet breaks, it's fair to say. So I'd say at least once an hour we stop for a little while, taking photos as well, trying to take in the scenery. Some of the ride has been a bit monotonous in the fact we've just been on, I guess, like small motorways in Finland. Obviously, they have huge motorways in the cities, but more north you go where it's quieter, they are just single lane roads, but you get a lot of freight traffic. So it has been a bit hairy that you get like massive lorries going past you at God knows brake speed and not giving you too much room. And the roads are literally just from A to B for, I think there was one, we were on it for about 82 kilometres yesterday without turning at all, which in England you would just never, ever do as a cyclist. I don't know if it's even possible, to be honest, but yeah, that's a bit of a shock to us in how sort of straight and sort of a bit exciting some of the riding's been, unfortunately.
So not as monotonous to make you feel a bit sort of sleepy or not aware. You're still obviously about you.
Yeah, luckily the traffic keeps us alert, so that's the important thing. That the last thing you want to do is doze off. But we're very, very conscious of making sure if we are going to go out from the bike lane to overtake, and give someone a bit of a rest, that we look behind us and don't just take it for granted that the traffic is going to give us the space to do so. So yeah, it's not dangerous, but you've got to be on your toes, be alert to any present danger that might be there. But yeah,
Do you have well designated bike lanes?
So I'd say about 30-40% of it has been. There was one road today which had a big bike lane on it, and it was a road that went beside the motorway for about 20 kilometers, but there was literally no cars on it at all, just one or two cyclists. It was a bit strange. Oh, and also we've had our first fans on the road as well. This old couple, bless them, when we cycled past, they started waving to us, and we realized suddenly they were filming. So we're like, oh hi, how are you, blah blah blah, because I guess they'd seen us on telly. And then about 5 kilometres later, that we didn't realise they'd actually driven up forward again to re-record us. And we did a high five as they went past. But no, it's just really, it was a lovely touch to see that, people have made the effort to come and support us. How they knew exactly where we were on the road, I don't know. Maybe they just had seen us and thought, oh, we're going to stop and try and record them for a bit. Because obviously the tops are quite garish and stand out, and from having the TV exposure, I guess we're pretty easy to identify.
I think you're going to be well noted probably across the world by the time you finished.
Well, I don't know about that, but any notoriety or fame that comes and brings in more money for Momentum will be really gratefully received. And, I can't tell you how happy I am to see the target so close to being achieved already. But obviously we're going to kick on because, it's not like all they need is £50,000. They need a lot more money than that, realistically. But, that was a arbitrary target I set in hope that we'd reach it. And, if the real hope now is to smash it and take it beyond that. But that needs more and more publicity and people donating. And it's crazy how generous and supportive people have been so far. But let's just keep it going. Hopefully the momentum continues throughout the ride, because, this is the serious part of it. And to think that we barely started and we've already nearly hit the target is just overwhelming.
So you're on the flat so far, aren't you? When do you start hitting the hilly bits?
Well, actually, we had about 1,600 metres of climbing yesterday and about 1,500 today. So it hasn't been flat. In about a week's time, or maybe the end of this week, I do some of the harder legs, which is going through Sweden and down towards Denmark. And they are pretty hilly, but hopefully not too much more hilly than these are. And fingers crossed the wind turns once we go into Sweden, because we've had a tailwind pretty much the whole way so far. And that's why the riding's actually been significantly easier than we anticipated. Like the average
pace we're doing is way beyond what I planned on. But as I say, the legs are feeling okay, so I'm comfortable with it. But the boys, because obviously they're going home after tomorrow, are probably a bit more keen and eager to get the old pedal to the metal. And I have to tell them at times to sort of rein it in, which is against my better nature. But I just need to be conscious of the fact I've still got 18 days of this.
And you've got to conserve your energy, haven't you?
Exactly. So yeah, that's the primary concern. Don't overdo it in the first 2 days, even if I am feeling pretty strong.
So why don't I let you go now? Rest, eat. What time?
Thank you, Kathy.
What time do you start tomorrow?
8:30. So that's 6:30 UK time. I think we did that today. We left a little bit late, purely because our flat was on the third floor. So it took us a bit, logistically, it was a bit of a nightmare. But today, thankfully, we've got a bungalow that we're staying in. So everything should be a little bit easier. Should be good. Looking forward to going to Wallu. We meet with another friend then. So we've got five of us in the house tomorrow. So it's going to be a bit crammed, but equally, hopefully, a good atmosphere.
Excellent. Look, we'll touch base maybe 4 or 5 days' time, maybe just when you've done the hills. And then we'll keep this going, and yeah, we'll get it out to the Radio Jackie listeners, because obviously you're going to finish up in Epsom in our area. So
yes.
So good luck. You're looking good.
Thank you, Jackie. Lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Take care. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye bye.